Welcome to This Ridiculous Life podcast. I am your host, Lindsay Miller. Today, I have late breaking news, and joining me today for his first one-on-one interview since announcing the exit from his company of 11 years, Corey Miller. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
It's really good to be here, Lindsay. Thank you for having me on the show.
I've always wanted to say late breaking news, so I had to start it that way.
You know, I'm a former journalist, so it's ridiculous for you to say late breaking and you're stealing a tagline from a local Oklahoma City TV station.
I thought all journalists said late breaking. I've never understood that. How can it be breaking but also late?
Hold on. If you're saying TV journalists are journalists, I don't know. I'm a print guy. Print, that's journalism.
Uh-oh, Corey. You know, the thousands of people who hear this podcast, there's probably some journalists and someone's going to be offended.
Wait, again, you're assuming TV, quote, reporters hear this and be offended of the millions that are listening to this podcast.
Okay, now you're taking over my show and my late breaking news with this one-on-one, the first one-on-one interview.
Okay, I just want to note my offense and then we can move on.
Okay, so, Noted. But for real, you announced yesterday, and so we're actually reordering some of our podcasts that we had ready to go so that we can do this one and talk about this announcement. So for anyone who doesn't know that's listening to this, tell us what happened yesterday.
So yesterday I was able to publicly announce that I'm leaving the company I started, as you mentioned in the pre-roll or the intro, my company iThemes, that I, you know, was acquired last year by Liquid Web. And I've been the general manager for the last year, and I'm leaving to start new adventures.
Just in general, new adventures? You have no plans?
Well, let's see. I'm figuring it out. My wife and I have talked extensively about this, but one, being okay with leaving a full-time salary and benefits to kind of reboot, restart. I don't know if that's the right word, but start again. An entrepreneurial journey. And so right now, honestly, don't know all of that, what that looks like, mm-hmm. but I'm excited about what can be. You know, when I started the journey 12 years ago, of that would eventually be called iThemes, I had no idea I'd end up where I am today. Not just with the acquisition, but just the path we were on for 12 years. And yeah. It's been interesting, but it's been mostly a surprise. You know, the first couple of years, we had some ideas about what we would do to make money, to build a customer community. And, but, you know, 12 years ago, if you said, hey, the company you started would eventually be doing backup security and maintenance, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be in the blueprint. So this next journey is really about, like, I know every time I try to put detailed plans down, they're less than what can be. If I open myself up and go, these are some passions, these are some purposes, taking all of the experiences and the expertise I've garnered over the last decade plus in my career.
Right.
And go, man, let me just start fresh again and try to get my head clear and then be able to think creatively. So that's not what a wife or a host of a podcast may want to hear. But it's the honest truth.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Well, that's a good answer.
You could probably talk to my wife and ask her what she thinks about this.
Okay. I'm the journalist and the wife in this podcast.
Yeah.
So I guess you can, after I'm done with my line of questions, you can ask me some if you want.
Second note of offense. You can't call yourself a journalist if you're subjective.
Oh, geez. How about I make up the rules when it's called This Ridiculous Life?
I'm sorry.
By Lindsay and Corey.
This is your podcast episode, not mine.
No, thank you. Sorry. Yeah. So I make up the rules. Today I'm a journalist.
By the way, this is what happens at home.
Right. Okay. We're being honest and real here. Okay. Now listen to what I have to say.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So one of the things that struck me in the post I read yesterday was that you said you're 80% excited and 20% scared, and then that kind of changes day to day. What is it that excites you, and what is it that scares you?
So let's start with the excite first. The exciting thing is feeling like the world is enormous, and there's enormous possibilities out there, and the whole thought about abundance mindset that there's just incredible opportunities laying out there that I don't even know. And that really, really excites me because I think of it as a blank canvas almost. So the mindset of abundance, the mindset of opportunity mm-hmm. and options.
Like someone coming up with an idea, yeah. giving you a call and saying, Corey Miller, I've been waiting for you to be free because I have this opportunity for you. And you're yeah. like, okay, yeah, I'm open to that, well, to anything.
You know, when I started the company, you know, iThemes, it was not something like just that I had set in my heart necessarily, but what it became. And it was the opportunities that presented themselves that we took advantage of. And mm-hmm. I think back and I just go, I'm just this punk kid from a small Oklahoma town that now has two stoplights and a Sonic, but it had one stoplight and no Sonic when I was a kid growing up there.
Not even a Sonic.
And the pinch yourself moment that the universe or whatever would open up and I would follow this path is incredible. And that's the same theme.
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited, the 80% excited, at least in the post.
Yeah.
Is because I don't know what the path was on, but when I look back on my life, 42 years now, I think, just like anybody, there's ups and downs, but I feel like I've lived a charmed and blessed life. And I'm very thankful for that. And I'm just eager to see what opens up. So I think I've told you this, but I had a friend of mine, told me about this app. Called The Pattern.
Yes, you have told me.
It's based on astrology. And so I got on it and put my birth date and my, you know, you helped me with my finding my birth certificate and figuring out when I was actually born. Mm-hmm. And it asked all those details. And then, but one of the things in there, again, maybe I'm just naive or completely in my own bubble, but it said a door is going to open to you. Mm-hmm. And that freaking excites me because this door that opened a long time ago for me, I've never been in one place for more than 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I spent 11 years of my life in this one role. And all the magic and friendships opportunities for making a difference in people's lives that opened up to me.
Yeah.
That's what excites me. So the second part of your question is terrified.
Yeah. So yeah. What is the,
by the way, we're going to do a flip episode and I'm going to ask you these same questions back.
You can see like when I'm going, you have no plan. And then like, you can hear my voice kind yeah. of go high. And that is an indication of where my percentage of excited and scared is, but it's yeah. not about me today. It's about you today. Tell me what scares you.
So I think what's interesting, if I make a side note,
yeah,
is that I've gotten a lot of congrats, kudos, man, you're going to do well and everything. But then I think a lot of people are probably thinking, you left a job that paid you very well with a team, with experience. You left, quote, stability, right?
I think few people might be thinking that. Might. Yeah.
Even my wife, when we talk to her next.
I think so. Yeah.
To do something without a lot of plans, a lot of firm, you know, next steps necessarily, although I have next steps in place. And so I think the terrified portion is what really interesting to me, the dynamic of when people kind of, I think are probably, I've heard it too, is like, you're leaving a good job kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the terrified part. The 20% is going, man, I'm not going to have a paycheck coming from some specific source, whether that be iThemes or the company, mm-hmm. The larger company. And the terrified part is going, I have a wife who you may know, and two children, a mortgage, things out there. And the terrified part is, I think there's been this season of self-doubt of did I really get way more lucky than I really am good enough to be? The self-doubt of going, you know, was I just in the right place, the right time? That whole inner critic that's just really bubbled up, particularly in the last probably few months and year or years mm-hmm. of going like, you know, I worked hard for everything I have got. But it's really going back down to the core essence of me and going, man, am I good enough to do this? Can I see an opportunity? Can I get, quote, lucky again? And the terrified part is going, you know, We need this as a family, you know, an income. And, but thankfully, when those doubts creep up, I've got an amazing, beautiful, smart wife named Lindsay, who has been my, you know, when the inner critic, the one that bubbles up and is the nastiest person on earth, that's the inner critic inside of me and saying, Corey, you don't know what you're doing. And just rages with doubt. I do have a partner that I've never had in my life that says, I believe in you. Now that is a little bit terrified too. When I go, someone else believes in me this much, I'm going to make you cry. Aren't I?
You are. Yeah.
And so that's maybe why it's 20. Sometimes it gets bigger.
Well, I don't appreciate you doing that because I had a really, I was going to hit you with like a hard hitting question next, but that's a, thank you for saying all of that. You know, we obviously we've talked about this for a long time and, but there's something about talking to all of our millions of listeners that really, I don't know. Thank you for sharing that.
Hey, everybody. My wife, Lindsay, that I was just talking about just entered the room.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, okay, we've officially come full circle from that really sweet moment. Okay, so here, all of that brings up a really good question, and I'm going to play in to that voyeuristic tendency. I know that there are people wanting to know this, and they would never ask because it's a little bit of a rude question. But since I know probably how you're going to answer it and what the answer like is, then I feel comfortable asking it and letting everybody know. So you're leaving a job. You don't have a paycheck. We can assume that you made a little bit of money from the sale of your business. So are you just going to take that windfall and live off of that for a while and just hang out, or what's the plan?
So I'm going to tell the millions of listeners you have, but not, please don't let this get back to my wife, but I'm planning on, I have this incredibly soft and comfortable bathrobe. And I'm going to binge some Netflix and eat some Pringles and popcorn. whatever money we might have gotten from the sale of the company, that kind of went in and then went straight out to our financial investors, our good friends at Full Sail Capital in Oklahoma City. And it was like, hi and goodbye. And for me, I think it's good. A constraint of good is that I need to go back to work. I want to go back to work, but high and by was, you know, a good thing because it's kicked me back in gear of saying, I got to get back and scrap and hustle and do the hard work I need to do to start again.
Right. So I have two things to say to that. One of which is there is a future episode where we're going to talk about how we rebudgeted ourselves to prepare for this exit and how we did that, what we decided our allowance would be. We take our date days, how like that is all reconfigured in our life, which I don't know if it'll be interesting or not, but it was kind of a fun thing for us to do and talk about. And second, you're telling me that you sold your business and your life financially just didn't change?
Well, as my wife knows.
Okay, that's a played out joke. I'm going to, as the host of this podcast, it's a played out joke.
I can beat a joke.
Yeah, you really can. But okay, we should be done now.
So, you know, you and I talked and it was, our life didn't change and we didn't want it to change because we have a really amazing life. We didn't have really spectacular things materially that we wanted to buy. We wanted to put things in for a nest egg for our future retirement, quote retirement, although I hate that term. But for later on to grow and to be something so that, you know, at a later age, we can go spend time with grandkids and things and not have to worry about incomes and stuff like that. But so our life didn't change that much. We might've done a couple of things around our house. But, you know, it didn't change that much. And that's good because that was a reflection of our satisfaction and contentment, I think, in life. And is that where you're going?
I was going to point out, though, that you did recently make a large purchase that I would like my listeners to know. You said your life hasn't changed much, but did you or did you not? I'm asking the hard hitting questions here. Make a purchase.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you made one earlier today, which was a refrigerator. We've had this refrigerator in the house since we've met. It was yours.
I've had it since 2007.
And I inherited it in the marriage.
Yeah.
Along with, you know, and this fridge, the ice maker has not worked for 8 years. I think it was a little bit of a source of pride and a lot of irritation that, the you know, people would try to do it. And it was so funny when we have guests into our home trying to get ice out of the refrigerator. But it's kind of on its last leg, but we bought a refrigerator.
And it has two ice makers in it.
Oh, God. His and hers?
Yes. Maybe so. okay. Well, that's good. I like that about the decision making that, you know, came about with all of this.
You and I did it together. We don't do anything apart. Mm-hmm. You're my partner in life. There's no other person, now I'm going to cry, that I'd rather walk on this journey with than you. 8 years ago or decades ago when you came into my life, I've had a real true partner, someone that loves me for me, even if I'm 20% an a-hole sometimes, and is forgiving and long-suffering, as the Bible would say.
Okay, enough about me. I have more questions for you.
But the budget was, I think we should come back and do a budget episode because, you know, I think I told you early on too, is the thing I don't like to talk about and think about is money. Mm-hmm. I want to make enough where we don't have to worry about things personally. And that was an interesting process going through the budget. And it still is. It's an ongoing thing, right?
Yeah.
How are we going to do this next step and next journey and next adventure for me professionally?
Right.
When we're maybe going to eat into some of our savings for a little bit a time while I figure it out and ramp stuff up. So,
right.
I think that'd be really good because money is, man.
Yeah. Okay. So another theme, and you actually started teasing this out a little bit last week because you were, in my opinion, a little excited and you couldn't wait to start telling people what was getting ready to happen. So on Facebook and Twitter, you started talking about your theme of 2019, which is collaboration. So like now you finally have the opportunity to expand on that a little bit more. So talk about that for me, please.
Yeah, you were the one that helped me when I said, I'm a collaborator. I can create, but I don't want to be known as just a creator. I want to be known as a collaborator. I know I am so much better when I collaborate with really good people. And so this is one of the first ventures, is just us collaborating on this podcast and doing something that, first and foremost, we love to do together. But professionally, is saying, I want to work with talented, quality human beings and do stuff together. My friend Jeff and I are working on things together. I've got a couple other conversations going, and that really excites me because I think it's to go far together. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together, the mantra we've had for 11 years at iThemes. And I want to apply that again to the starting again phase.
Yeah.
And just see again what magic can happen from good people doing good things together. Think that we can do more together than we can separately or alone. And that's one of those wide open things of just like, I want to talk. I want to collaborate and see if there's opportunities to do that more and more, whether it's publishing, podcasting, writing, whatever that is. And then even beyond that, partnerships, as far as collaborations, as far as a business or whatever that may come later on. I just want to say I'm open to it. And because I just know this season of doubt has been like, or this season of whatever it is, has been like, how do I, you know, attract, talk to people to do really cool stuff together?
Right. So one more question before we wrap this up. So now that you're on this whole new path, you're looking back in a year and you're looking back in 5 years. What does success look like?
Gosh. I mean, all the previous time I've spent saying, I really don't know.
I know. I yeah.
1 year or 5 year, pick one and I'll help you.
Ooh.
I'll answer.
I want the 5 year answer.
So in 5 years, I'm on a journey that feels like the first couple of years of iThemes. And in that, I've got a team around me of people I'm walking with every day, and we're doing some really good, fulfilling, purposeful work that, by the way, is also profitable. Like, got to pay the bills kind of thing. So I think generally speaking, in 5 years, professionally, it's, I'm just working with awesome people, and I feel the blood flowing through my body like I did first years of the business, and that we're doing good work and seeing results, whatever that looks like. I don't know what that looks like. So mm-hmm. I'm very hesitant to say that looks like a business. I'm hesitant to say anything but that's what I want, is just a team of really good people. And it doesn't have to be 5 or 15 or 50 or whatever. It's just good people that we're doing life together. Those are some of the hallmarks of my tenure starting the business, was like really good people that I didn't maybe know. Some of them I didn't even know before they started working with me. Right. And that we got to do life together, and that, you know, you were with me that time at Work Camp New York City when the gentleman came up to me. Actually, he had told you, and you said, come here. And could you say that again? By the way, here's Corey. And, mm-hmm. and man, that stuck with me. Because what we were doing.
What did he say? You skipped over that part.
Well, he was saying that our products changed his life. What we were doing had changed his life. He was a truck driver maybe or something in a former profession. And that he had bought our toolkit, and that he had built his business, his web design business, all with our tools. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And it drives me. That kind of result, however that looks, drives me, is that I want my life to have meant something, that I use my time, talent, and treasure to impact for the good somewhere in the world. So whatever that looks like in 5 years, that's what I want to do. And personally, do you want a personal answer, or do you want to hold on that?
Yes. And then what is the personal goals of success?
Personally, that we are living the life that we desire. You know, we have some kind of ambitious personal things we want to do. Why we call this podcast This Ridiculous Life. Mm-hmm. And when we have the freedom to live life exactly like we want it, that sky's the limit, that there's new frontiers we want to go see and do and show our children the world. Well, I've only seen parts of the world. And so being able to kind of live this ridiculous life times 10, mm-hmm. I'm in on that. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, you're the one that bought me the book yesterday of Retiring Abroad that I was consuming last night and getting so excited. So now you're speaking my love language.
Every now and then I can surprise you with a gift. I'm a terrible gift giver, but every now and then I surprise you.
Absolutely. You're not a terrible gift giver. But yeah, what other parting thoughts? Now that I have the exclusive with you after this big announcement, what do you want people to know about what you've done, what you've accomplished, what you decided, and where you're going?
So I've had a couple pings and calls and things like that of people that when I put in my post that I wanted to collaborate, I was really, everything that was in the post was the correct at CoreyMiller.com. You can find that post there. And, so I would say again, like, this is a time, a season of time for me to go, I'm open. What comes next? And I'm really curious to see and hear what that might be from other people that see something that I might not be seeing. So my eyes are wide open. My ears are open, obviously, because now I have hearing aids and I can hear a little bit better. So, you know, people can do those pings and stuff at CoreyMiller.com. And the last parting thing I'm going to say is I cannot wait to flip this on you. So I hope people stay tuned, because I'm going to flip this on you. We're going to have Kleenex, maybe some wine, and I'm going to pepper you. I'm going to be the Barbara Walters.
Oh my gosh. Well, I should have asked more, like, more hard-hitting questions and tougher questions of you then.
Too late.
Preparation.
Too late. You already said parting shots, which means like cue that ending Yeah. Big Bang footage.
I know I did. All right. Well, thank you so much, Corey Miller, for joining me today on this Ridiculous Life podcast with Lindsay Miller. And
I'm going to shake your hand now.
Okay. Shake my hand.
Great. I shake your hand.
I can't wait to talk to you again.
Thanks.
Lindsay.